And we're going to take you live now to a courtroom in Sanford, Florida, the Trayvon Martin case. George Zimmerman now at a bail hearing. A very well-dressed George Zimmerman. His attorney is giving direct examination to George Zimmerman's father. The argument to the court, George Zimmerman deserves bail and is not a flight risk. Let's listen to the courtroom proceedings.
Take on the responsibility to keep the court, the state, and me in aware of George's whereabouts and what he's doing.
Yes, I will.
And you are new, so the court is both listening to you and is potentially relying on that commitment. So is it sincere and undeniable?
Absolutely.
Please report.
Good morning, Mr. Zimmerman.
Good morning.
I've never met you before, so let me, if I could, introduce myself. My name is Bernie Del Rio, and I'm the Assistant State Attorney. You mentioned that you'll have no resources in terms of helping your son out. Do you know if Mr. Zimmerman, your son, had a car?
I know he has a car.
Do you know if that was owned freely, or if he owed money on it, or...
I don't know. I would guess that it's being financed, but I have no idea.
And how about your daughter-in-law? Does she have a car?
She does.
Do you know if that's, there's money owed on that or not?
I know there was money owed on it. I don't know currently.
Yes, sir. You also mentioned that you felt your son was not a violent person. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
In fact, if I wrote it correctly, you said that you've never seen him be violent, and unless he's provoked, and even then you said he would turn the other cheek. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. You are obviously aware of what he's charged with in terms of murder, correct?
Yeah.
And you were not a witness there, I'm assuming, correct?
I'm sorry?
You weren't there to see what happened, correct?
No, I was not.
Okay. But you are aware of his prior arrests involving violence, are you not?
I knew of an incident involving alcoholic beverage control officers in plain clothes.
Right. And in terms of your background, were you not a magistrate somewhere, not in the state of Florida, but in Virginia or Maryland or somewhere?
Yes, I was.
Okay. So did you discuss this matter of his prior arrest with your son?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And did he tell you in that particular case he turned the other cheek?
Well, he did. He did. A friend of his was grabbed and thrown up against a wall by some people in civilian clothes.
Yes, sir. And did he tell you that they asked him to leave and he told them, I don't care who you are, when the officer...
You're listening to cross-examination of the prosecutor in Sanford, Florida, talking to Robert Zimmerman. That's George Zimmerman's father. At a bail hearing in Sanford, Florida. And as you can hear, the father being questioned about whether he can vouch for George Zimmerman as a flight risk or a community threat, the law suggests that Zimmerman might not get bail here because of the severity and seriousness of this crime. It's a very interesting turn of events in Sanford, Florida. And we brought it to you live there. Stay tuned and pay attention to thetakeaway.org. We'll have full coverage and live updates.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
I want to take you back to that courthouse live at the Seminole County Courthouse in Sanford, Florida. It's the bail hearing for George Zimmerman, charged in the death of Trayvon Martin. And the presumption of guilt was discussed earlier this morning suggests that it will be a difficult case to be made by Zimmerman's attorneys, that he will get bail, although some of the questioning from the judge in this case suggests that they are trying to perhaps find a way for his family members to vouch for him as a possible flight risk. Let's listen into the court proceedings live now.
And so you have no idea like where the money's going or where it's being deposited, et cetera?
I have no idea if there's any money, how much money, or who has access to it.
Okay. your son has any kind of medical condition in terms of a drug problem? I'm not saying he does, but are you aware of any kind of medical history that would interfere with him being able to function out in society?
No.
Okay, he has no kind of, I'm not implying that it is, but I want to make sure we're clear. He doesn't have any kind of mental problems or anything, correct?
Well, I've had fairly limited contact with my son since his head was beaten, so I can't say now.
I'm talking about, and you were there when his head was beaten, allegedly?
No, I saw the scars on the back of his head and his face swollen and everything the next morning.
You did? Where did you see him?
At his house.
Okay. And so he told you about what had happened?
Yes, he did.
Okay. But I was inquiring prior to that in terms of whether he had kind of any psychiatric history or anything.
No.
Okay. May I have a moment?
Take your time.
I have no further questions, Your Honor. Thank you.
Mind your own.
Mr. Zimmerman, it's Mark O'Mara again. Did George Evan talk to you about why he'd gone into criminal justice?
Well, at one point he said sometime in his life he'd like to be a magistrate or a judge.
Did he talk to you about becoming a lawyer?
No, he didn't.
But he sort of, as he discussed it with you, wanted to, in effect, follow in his father's footsteps. Would that be accurate?
Well, he's always been concerned about people in society, so he wanted to be able to help somehow.
So what did George's head look like when you saw it the day after?
Well, his face was swollen quite a bit. He had a protective cover over his nose. His lip was swollen and cut, and there were two vertical gashes on the back of his head.
You seen pictures of that?
I'm sorry, sir?
Have you seen any pictures of that?
I did not take any pictures.
Have you seen any of them?
Yes, I have.
Who showed them to you?
I saw one on the news today.
Did state attorney's office ever show you any of those pictures?
No, they did not.
Did they ever talk to you?
I spoke to the state's attorney's office briefly in Sanford.
How long after the event?
I don't recall the date. It was right after the state's attorney took over the case.
Right after Ms. Corey took over the case. The new state attorney?
You're listening to live proceedings at the Seminole County Courthouse in Sanford, Florida, the bail hearing for George Zimmerman, the accused in the Trayvon Martin shooting case. Mark O'Mara speaking with George Zimmerman's dad, in a sense, trying to make the argument that George Zimmerman is an individual who respects the rule of law because of his interest in law enforcement, all as a way of making the argument to the judge in this case, Kenneth Lester Jr., George Zimmerman is not a flight risk and is an appropriate candidate for bail. With us now, Dale Carson, lawyer, retired legal instructor for the FBI, former police officer. Does it sound to you like the argument here is George Zimmerman respects the rule of law? And it sounded to me earlier that the judge even was attempting to find a way possibly of giving George Zimmerman bail by asking the family members if they could vouch for him.
Well, I think that's correct. And always in bond hearings, you're going to have the family present every reason there is to release somebody to their own recognizance or on a minimal bail. You're hearing them discuss money. If he doesn't have the funds to bond out, the court could consider releasing him on his own recognizance. But again, I don't think that's likely to happen here. And I'm listening to a lot of editorial by the father about the damage and injury to his son post the event with Trayvon Martin. Which is really extraneous material, but it's being presented to try to sway the judge to make a decision favorable to the Zimmerman family.
You know, it's interesting. The father seems to be trying to offer evidence in the court case, the finding of fact in the Trayvon Martin shooting here at this bail hearing, and it seems to me he's out of line there.
Well, he is, but no one seems to be objecting to it. At least the state isn't. But it's not relevant to the issue of bond. The issue of bond relates There are eight factors. In principle, among them are flight risk, which we've discussed, and also danger to the community. It seems to me that the court would be well within its bounds to find that he is a danger to the community. After all, an individual's been killed by Mr. Zimmerman.
And let's go back to the court hearings just for a minute and listen to this argument. Then we'll get a final comment from you, Dale, before the end of the hour here. Listening to live proceedings at the bail hearing for George Zimmerman, Seminole County Courthouse in Sanford, Florida.
Is anybody else with you besides the notary?
No, nobody.
Great, thank you. Then again, if you would state your name.
Gladys Zimmerman.
And you are George's mother, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you know that he's here before the court being charged with second-degree murder, correct?
Yes, sir.
And that we are presently asking the court to allow him out on bond.
Yes, sir.
Okay. A couple of questions. What type of contact have you had with George over the past few years?
Hello?
Yes, let me ask it. Do you stay in pretty frequent contact with your son George and his wife, Shelley?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And do you know where he lived?
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact,
okay.
We the place where he was living.
I don't even want to hear that, quite honestly. But there is a. Do you have any concern for George's safety upon release?
You hear Mark O'Mara, who is the attorney for George Zimmerman in the Seminole County Courthouse, talking with Gladys Zimmerman, George's mother, in this bail hearing. Dale Carson, let's get a final comment before we go. These arguments are routine on the part of Mark O'Mara, but there is nothing routine about this case. Any chance that the circumstances here will make this bail hearing a little bit different than what the law prescribes for bail in second-degree murder cases?
Well, I believe so. And I find it rather interesting that the one person, or perhaps the two people who could testify that he's not a threat to the community, that have yet to be called, are the police officer in the original case against Zimmerman and the state attorney, both of whom determined, apparently, that there were insufficient grounds to charge him with second-degree murder. And they would be witnesses for the defense in this particular case, but I don't believe they've been called or are scheduled to be called.
And you would think that Mark O'Mara would have a strong case to say, okay, so he's suddenly a risk to the community now, but for whatever it was, 8 weeks, he wasn't?
That's right on target. That's right on target, because that's the exact defense argument you'd use to convince the court that he isn't a threat to the community, nor is he a flight risk.
Well, once again, proceedings in a Florida courtroom mystify us just a little bit. But again, it's up to the judge in this case, Kenneth Lester, Jr. Any thoughts on the judge, Dale?
Well, of course, given the circumstances of the case and the rather ineffective arrest warrant that was issued, I believe, by this judge, I'm surprised that they didn't ask this judge to recuse himself from the actual case.
Interesting. Dale Carson, lawyer, retired legal instructor for the FBI, former police officer. We'll leave you with a little bit more of the live proceedings from the Seminole County Courthouse, so the bail hearing for George Zimmerman, the accused in the Trayvon Martin case.
Hello?
We're still here. We're still here.
Ms. Zimmerman, there's been testimony concerning George's history and suggestions that he's had violent evidences in his past. I want to ask you about some of those. Did he discuss with you his arrest at the hands of alcohol, firearm, and tobacco officers?
Stay tuned to the takeaway.org for the result of this bail hearing. We could know it within the hour. A huge thank before we go this week to Chang Lin, who's responsible for so many segments over the past years. Extraordinary producer for this program. He will certainly be missed here at The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
Chang will indeed be missed. I'm Todd Zwillick. You're listening to The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.